I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, you may see spotlights in the back roads of West Virginia over the next few weeks, but don't be too alarmed about that. It may actually be an effort to help the state's white-tailed deer population. We'll talk a little more about it coming up after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Typically, when you see spotlights shining in a field late at night, the phone is dialed for a DNR police officer or a sheriff's deputy. However, over the course of August and September, DNR game biologists are going to be engaging in yet another spotlight survey in a large part of West Virginia. Gary Foster, DNR game management supervisor, says it's a continuation of the work they did in 2012.
We did, I think it was 40-some counties last year, and we're planning to conduct 36 surveys in 36 counties again this year. Most of those counties are in counties that we didn't run last year and portions of counties that we didn't run last year, plus a repeat of some of the counties. But, yeah, we feel that it's the methodology, the deer distance sampling is what the technique we're using is called, and that it's a good survey method to use to try to get a better idea about deer densities, and yeah, we definitely do not want to just stop it after a year.
Foster emphasizes none of this involves them coming onto your land or killing any deer.
It's purely done from the back of a vehicle, and we actually deliver flyers to along the routes. We will actually put out flyers the week before, the week or two before we conduct the routes to notify landowners that, you know, not to get excited if they see lights at 1 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock at night or whatever. So no, we stay right on the public roads. We do not go on to private property at all.
And because of the nature of the work, the biologists will be sticking to the back public roads.
Try to stay off the U.S. routes, the state routes, because we're driving typically at a speed of about 8 miles an hour.
Foster says they're going to be checking both open fields and in the woods.
We have two spotlighters in each in a vehicle, a driver, and then two spotlighters that are spotting both sides of the road, woods and fields, trying to look at all habitat along the route. And we actually on our forum we record whether the deer were in fields or We're in the woods.
So look for those if you live in a rural part of West Virginia in the next few weeks. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.